shadow people and shadow creatures. People have seen some very strange shadow figures. They range from very dark and black blob shadows drifting across a dark room to shadows of creatures. One person saw what looked like a giant crab shadow on his ceiling in his dark bedroom. When he saw it, it began to run from one side of the ceiling to the other and disappear. He could see it had six legs and they were going very fast as it ran. Far more people see these things than we suspect. It would be very easy to dismiss these shadow creatures, except for the fact many reputable people have seen them. What do shadow people and animals represent? Are they the spirits of dead people and creatures, aliens watching us, or something else? Some of them run, as I said, when they are seen, others ignore us completely, but there have been cases where they seem to come toward us and this has scared many people. Could it be since there are probably all different extraterrestrials coming to this planet? Yes, I believe that, there are different ways they interact with us. For example, the small greys are known to appear, paralyze and abduct people. Could there be another race of extraterrestrials who just observe us and use the form of a shadow to hide their existence? Years ago, I would have said this is far-fetched, but no longer. If these are the souls of the departed appearing, it would mean not only do humans have souls, but so do animals, since so many of the shadows are those of animals. One of the things I find amazing about them is they are so dark, they can appear in a completely dark room and still stand out. I am talking from personal experience. I woke up one night to see a shadow figure in my bedroom go along the walls and into my closet and disappear. The room was completely dark and even had blackout curtains. No light from anywhere could get in. The shadow figure was a blob and paid no attention to the fact I was watching it. There are those who believe shadow people are interdimensional beings, but if that were true, why are the shadow animals, which all seem to be animals from this planet? I will say one thing about the shadow blob I saw, as I watched it for about 30 seconds. There was nothing scary about it. I guess I would have felt different if it had headed my way. If shadow people and animals are spirits, I am happy to see that animals have spirits. There are those who are firm in their belief shadow creatures are not ghosts. I am not so sure about that. I believe we have no way yet of knowing exactly what they are. Some of the ways they present themselves are the same ways that ghost sightings have been reported. When they just float across the room, maybe on a wall, it is similar to a type of haunting called residual. This is where people have reported hearing or seeing things repeat over and over and never seem to pay attention to humans in the room. Some people associate the sighting of a shadow person with a tragedy which is about to happen. I have never found that to be the case with many sightings. But tragedies happen all the time, and a few times it could be someone saw a shadow person and one did happen. This might be two unrelated events, but to the person seeing the shadow person and then having a tragedy, I can understand how they feel. There is kind of a hokey video of a creature, said to have been photographed in the wild, which is a sort of shadow creature and about 7 feet tall. If it is real, which I have to tell you I doubt, it has dark black skin and could be mistaken for what I am talking about, except for the fact its features are there if you look closely. Shadow people are reported all over the world. Some have reported when they have seen shadow people, they moved very jerky and quickly blended into the wall or even a mirror. The shadow blob I saw moved very smoothly and, as I said, entered my closed closet. There have been reports that some look more like mist than shadows. I can't verify this. Incredibly, there is one shadow person which has been seen in many different places in the world and has become known as the Hat Man. He wears a wide-rimmed hat and sometimes his eyes are visible and they can either be red or black. It is said he had a solid black appearance. Witnesses claim he likes to scare those watching him. One of the problems with shadow people sightings is light creeping into a room and unknowingly causing a shadow. Some of the reports of shadow people no doubt are caused by car headlights as they drive by, creating a shadow that moves. There are far too many sightings to say they are all caused by this phenomenon. Some of the scariest stories of shadow creatures happen in the forest at night. I would think it is possible to be mistaken many times because of animals and such, and even the wind moving branches and leaves, which could give the impression of a shadow moving. On the other hand, it certainly is possible shadow creatures exist not only inside buildings but also outside. A man was sitting in front of his house. It had just turned dark and he was smoking a cigarette. He started to feel uneasy and began to look around, and to his shock he saw a shadow creature watching him while it hung from a pole. It had no face, but did have eyes, arms and legs. After a short time, the shadow creature moved up the pole and disappeared in front of his eyes. I bet he will never forget this experience. There are those who claim they never saw shadow people until they decided to try out a Ouija board. This is a common theme for both shadow people and ghosts. One person was in their home when they saw a shadow person in a darkened room, and this sighting was a little different than most. What made it different was the fact the shadow person saw them and acknowledged it by snarling at them. I am sure this was not a very pleasant experience.